This is Rhema for today.
I said, I'll tell you what. You talk to my wife. You know, she can listen too. You preachers sometimes make a mistake, think, well, I'm the preacher. God called me. My wife's not called to be a minister. But remember, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. And they've got the Spirit too. Don't think you're the only one that's got the Spirit. That's when you get lifted up in spiritual pride. And pride goeth before destruction. Yeah, I've got the Spirit. I said, Lord, you talk to my wife.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagen with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1.
My wife and I were pastor of a little church in the black land of North Central Texas. And so there's another church wanted me to come and try out as pastor down in the oil field of East Texas. So I went down there and preached on a Sunday. And in 1941, after I'd preached on that Sunday, I was on my way back home traveling after the service back to my home. It was over a little over 100 miles, about 120 miles, I guess, where you had to go then. No two-lane roads, no highways, or even four-lane roads. And they'd asked me, you know, if they could vote on me for pastor. And so I said yes, and so I put out this fleece. You see, I hadn't been too long. I was born and raised Southern Baptist and started preaching Southern Baptist, got the baptism of the Holy Ghost as a Baptist pastor in 1937 and 19 after receiving the left foot of fellowship from among the Baptists. In 1939, June of 39, I accepted the pastor of this little full gospel church. Now in March of 1941, you see, a couple of years later, this church wanted to consider me. And I'd been around these full gospel people long enough now until a lot of their misconceptions had rubbed off on me. Don't misunderstand me, there's a lot of good things got off on me too. Praise the Lord. But this one was bad. I kept hearing them. I didn't hear that so much among the Baptists, but I kept hearing them talking about putting out a fleece. So I put out a fleece. See, I knew better. It saved me a lot of trouble praying. Saved you a lot of trouble getting alone, waiting on God. Maybe fasting. Just put out a fleece. Now, Lord, if you want me to do that, well, you do this. Or, Lord, shut that door and open this door. But some of those doors the devil might shut and the devil might open because they're on his territory. That'd be sort of like praying, now, Lord, if you want me to go to Kansas City next week and preach, why, you open Brother Hagin's front door. Well, no, I might open that myself. I live over there. Anything that you might call on to be done in this world, Satan's the god of this world, the Bible said. So I said, Lord, I'm going to put out a fleece. And see, and I just turned it over to you, and I didn't realize that I didn't turn it over, Lord. If they elect me 100%, that's my fleece. You see, if I get elected 100%, I'm going to accept that as the will of God, and I'll take that church. I got every vote. They miss God. I miss God. They got fleeced, and I got fleeced. And I learned not to mess with these fleeces. Amen. So I said, I'll tell you the truth about it. See, I got out of the will of God. I got out of the perfect will of God. God just let me do it if I wanted to. But see, I thought all the time, you see, because this is my fleece. My fleece said do it, you see. I'll tell you, I got down there and got moved into parsonage, and a lot of things was more comfortable from the natural standpoint than what we'd had before. We got more money than we got before. Had a better parsonage to live in than we had before. Was driving a better automobile than we had lived before. But I'll tell you the truth about it. I'd study and pray and get me a message, and oh man, I'm just all on fire. And the minute I'd step inside the church door, it's like somebody poured a bucket of cold water on me. I lost it all. I'll tell you, in 14 months' time, I didn't preach a decent sermon. It's a good thing that I had a background of learning to preach from notes, and I had them right there in front of me. No inspiration. My wife was reluctant to say anything. She finally did say, "Honey, you've got to where you can make a pretty good talk." That's all I was doing, just making talks. I wasn't a preacher. And when that year was up, or 14 months, I'd accepted 14 months, I left. I left there. I didn't wait for some signal to leave. I left. Now, later on in pastoring, I always wanted to go back there and preach because I wanted them people to know I could preach. Because they never heard me. They heard me give a talk. Man, you'd think as a fella just started to ream a couple of months before. Well, I went back there to preach. You see, later, held a revival. Man, just preached up a storm. Those people's just mouth fell open, you know. Now, we didn't know you could preach like that. I said, "Oh yeah, I preached like that before I got here. I preached like that after I left here." "Well, you didn't preach like that here." I said, "No, we was all out of the will of God, me, you, and all of us. I was here out of the will of God. You elected me out of the will of God." Well, I learned about that fleece business. I mean, one time ought to cure a fella. But some folks, bless their hearts, still not cured. They're still putting out fleeces. None of them have worked for them, really. I got fleeced. Church got fleeced. And you know, I never did miss it anymore. Never. Any church I pastored, I never missed it. Never missed it. And I didn't put out any fleece either. I knew what I did. I prayed and waited on God and talked to God long enough till I knew right in here. I just knew it. I might not could tell you how I know it. Maybe an inward witness. Mainly, that's what it was. Well, now here's what I started to tell you. We left that church. And I had a family. I took another church just temporarily, actually, to fill in. I was asked by leaders of this denomination to just take this church. And so I did. Well, I would be in my study praying, and I was there a year actually, but I was in my study praying, and I'd get a burden for this church where I left, you know, with that fleece and went to the other one, to go back to it, because see, I really hadn't done, I hadn't finished what God wanted me to do there. Well, I didn't want to go back there. And I'd try to get away from that. I couldn't explain it to you. I'd be a praying about my Sunday service. I wasn't a praying about that church, wasn't even thinking about it. I'm praying about my services, my Sunday service, my sermon to preach Sunday here. And in my study, many times I do much of my praying with my spirit as well as my understanding, praying in tongues. And that was it when I'd get to praying in tongues. Because remember, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord that searcheth all the inward parts of the belly. And remember this, that when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Amplified said, "My spirit by the Holy Spirit within me prayeth." And when I'd be praying that way, that's when on the inside of me, this thing would rise up. I'd get such a burden for that other church that I'd left back there over a year ago, 2 years now. Until I'd just jump up out of the floor where I was in prayer and run out of the room trying to get away from it. One day I remember I came to myself out in the street beside the church. And I said to myself, "How did I get out here? I don't remember getting out here." To get out of my church study, I had to run out of the church study across the auditorium and out a side door to get out there. And I don't remember doing that. I was under such a burden for that church, I was trying to get away from it. See? God didn't want to go back there to pastor. Then finally, after about 30 days of that thing that way, I said, "Now, Lord, are you talking to me? Are you trying to give me guidance? Are you talking to me about going back there?" I said, "I'll tell you what. You talk to my wife. You know, she can listen too. You preachers sometimes make a mistake. Think, well, I'm the preacher. God called me. My wife's not called to be a minister. But remember, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. And they've got the Spirit too. Don't think you're the only one that's got the Spirit. That's when you get lifted up in spiritual pride. And pride goeth before destruction. Yeah, I've got the Spirit. I said, Lord, you talk to my wife. And so I said to my wife then one morning as we was washing dishes. Usually I'd wash them, she'd dry them. I'd rather wash them than dry them. And I said, honey, if the Lord says anything to you, you let me know. I didn't tell her anything, give her any inclination. Well, I waited another 30 days. See, you don't have to get in too big a hurry about some things, and that's another place where people miss it, getting in a hurry on some of these things. There's a text in the Old Testament that said that he that believeth shall not make haste. Faith don't get in a hurry. The devil will keep getting you to hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, move, hurry, 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 hurry. He'll move you out of faith, move you into doubt, move you into unbelief, and get you away from the leading of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Lynette Hagin on USB entitled Prayer. In our chaotic world, we can't afford not to pray. It's how we tap into the power of God and overcome the challenges we face. As we spend time with Him, we receive the strength and guidance we need each day. We are also offering Denise Hagin Burns' series entitled Pathway to Success, which features 9 inspiring messages. We don't have to do life alone. God sent His Holy Spirit to help us. He will guide us in every aspect of our lives, from raising children to making decisions and moving to new seasons. We can rely on God's Spirit. As we walk our everyday life, He will lead us on pathways to success. All 19 messages are at the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Coming up in September, yes. Wow, Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. That's September the 26th through the 8th, but registration is open now. You can go online at rhema.org/KTF and register for the conference.
Hey, listen. You know, Lynette, she said, when God told her to start having a women's conference, she said, well, it's not going to be like any other women's conference, and it's not. And let me tell you what, I don't know how many testimonies I've got from guys that they made an effort, they got their wife registered, they did all the things that was necessary so they could attend, and they said their wife actually came back a different person.
Yes.
So listen, guys. Hey, this is a fantastic conference. They're going to talk about how that God is the head, and they're not going to talk about defeat. They're going to talk about,
we're not victims, we're victors.
Yeah, that's what Lynette said.
Yes.
And actually, the theme this year is the steps of a good woman are ordered of the Lord.
Yes.
Hey, go right now and get that done, ladies, and you guys. Make sure your lady gets here.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.